Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Trump just hit a new low this term, 44% approval, total disaster. And what's fascinating about it, I'm always honest with you about these things, is it's entirely self-inflicted. Democrats haven't managed to put a dent in him. You can see the downward trend because he was polling 51, 52, 50, 49 on a bad day until the beginning of July. That was when Trump said, bizarrely, at that press conference, Pam Bondi, God bless her, tried to take the bullet for him. She said, "No, it's on me. The release of the Epstein thing. It's on me. It's my fault." And he almost pushed her aside. Said, "No, I'm not releasing Epstein documents. If you want them, you're not MAGA. Go away. I don't want your support." I went, "Why would you say that?" Especially after campaigning on releasing them and then promoting the heck out of the fact that you were going to release them. It was a bizarre episode. People took him at his word. Said, "Okay, fine, we're gone." He lost 5 points off the top. Hasn't come back. Not really. He has some good days, but it hasn't come back. So I want this Epstein thing over because it's really hurt the agenda. I don't even know the purpose of it, of him doing that. Pam Bondi was going to take the bullet. Let everyone blame her. Maybe it's noble of Trump that he didn't. I don't know. Well, let me tell you what's about to happen here. Trump knows that the Epstein files are going to pass. And for whatever reason, he decided to withhold them. I don't know what it is. I have theories, but I don't know. He knew what was going to pass Congress today. He flipped this weekend and said, yes, please pass it. Because he knows he don't want to be on the losing side of it. And I have every confidence they'll come out and he's not going to be in them in any kind of bad way. I mean, he'll be in them, obviously. I mean, we have pictures of his family and his kids on the Epstein plane. And Epstein used to fly groups of people and friends from Florida to New York and then back and forth. And Trump would go back and forth, too. So he's on some of those planes. Never went to Epstein Island, though. And that's according to people who did. Including some of the girls who work for Epstein. He's not going to be in these files. A lot of Democrats are, including Larry Summers, by the way, who's imploding right now. Fixture on the Democrat campaign circuit, former Treasury Secretary, and he's already apologizing. They're not out yet. If I advised Larry, I would have told him to keep his powder dry. Because let me tell you what's going to happen. If both the House and the Senate authorize the release of the Epstein documents, Trump will sign it, and nothing will happen. They're not coming out. They're not. I mean, we appreciate the Democrats' efforts last week when Representative Tim Burchett tried to bring this up. They blocked it. They obviously don't want you to see what Democrats are in it. But no, they're not coming out. Because I don't think Trump can get them. I don't think Pam Bondi can get them. And I definitely don't think Kash Patel is up to getting them. I mean, physically, if they wanted to get them, I don't think they can. I don't think they control their agencies. Not really. So do I think these people would block them from coming out? Kash Patel, I don't know what he's capable of this morning. I have a lot of questions after what's just happened with Crooks and the Butler revelations. In fact, he lied to us and he's stonewalling Congress. I don't trust him to do anything. But the rest of them, Bongino, Pam, I don't know that they can even get these documents. I don't even know that they exist anymore. But I'll tell you where they do exist. The media is not going to tell you this, and neither will your liberal friends who probably don't know. We've got lists of the pedophiles, the perpetrators, the Johns, under seal in Florida court and in New York court, federal. And why are they under seal? Well, because of James Comey's little girl, who's also a federal prosecutor, Maureen, who thankfully was fired by the Trump administration. Now we know why. See, the real scandal here, I don't know why Trump tarred himself with this. The real scandal here is that Maureen Comey spent most of her time fighting FOIA lawsuits and convincing liberal pre-picked judges to block anyone from finding out who the Johns were. She fought Judicial Watch. She's fought Gateway Pundit, as they have sued under FOIA and tried to get the names. They've been put under seal. But it gets worse. We found out, and I think this was a massive bombshell about a week and a half ago, from Epstein's cellmate, that Epstein was offered by Maureen Comey, we will drop the charges against you if you make something up about Trump. But it's got to be something we can use, and it's got to be, it's okay if it's a lie, but it's got to be something he can't refute or prove wrong. This was in 2019. Okay, what does that tell you? Wasn't Trump president in 2019? Yeah. He didn't control the FBI then either. And he doesn't now. Cash Patel has either gone over to the other side, there's ample evidence of that this week, or he's just a wuss who's being lied to by FBI agents who just got caught. And folks, the fact that Cash Patel went after Tucker Carlson for reporting the truth about Crook's online history, the truth about Crook's association with a neo-Nazi group, a left-wing, by the way, neo-Nazi group, about Crook's not only being left-wing, but wanting to commit mass murder on the federal government. The fact that they blocked out all of that, and the fact that, fuck, this is so bizarre. Crook's last post, which was in 2020, then he truly did go dark, was accompanied by this neo-Nazi terror group member. And that group has links to Antifa. And then they both disappear. But then the terrorist shows back up, the terrorist group member, I should say, I don't know if he's a terrorist, named Willie Tepes, shows back up after Butler and talks about how, get this, the FBI and the Russian intelligence have interviewed him. Was Willie Tepes in the congressional report? Because that was supposed to cover everything. Oh, yeah, they covered that up too. Folks, you only need to know one thing. Subpoena issued. Republican senators this summer. Right now, Bongino and Cash Patel are defying it. Why? And why is Trump letting them get away with it?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.